just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Claire Nelson is the CEO of Netball Scotland, and with their annual general meeting taking place recently and the launch of Sirens Lifestyle, how are things for Netball Scotland and Sirens at the moment?
First of all, credit to you and the rest of the team at Netball Scotland about how you've just literally got on with things. You've had to.
We've had to, and I think that the two phrases that I keep repeating almost on a minute-by-minute basis is, what can you do? And it is what it is. You know, it's absolutely not what was expected. You look at all the great work that we've started, this new strategic plan, really focusing on, you know, building our sports, we're strengthening the organisation, enhancing the pathway, we brought new coaches in, and you know, we really had these huge ambitions and we were seeing progress, and then all of a sudden it comes to a screeching halt. The rug is pulled from beneath you and you're sitting staring into the abyss thinking, oh my goodness, what do we do? How do we come back from this? And, you know, for us, we've worked really, really hard to make sure that we've kept our sport alive. We've connected with our clubs and members, and I've said a number of times that netball is more than just a sport. We really have been there to support some of our members through some pretty dark and difficult times. And we've had to try and make plans against ever-changing information and landscapes. I mean, it changes day to day. I'm currently in a localised lockdown in Glasgow here, whilst other parts of the country are sort of getting on with things. And, you know, you're trying to make plans against the unknown and against huge challenges of potentially limited facility access, and all the while still trying to innovate and be forward thinking. So it's been hugely challenging for us. But for us, it's you know, our number one priority has been people and making sure that we can support our clubs and members and our athletes and fans, but making sure that we are able to keep netball alive and that we can keep that momentum going, even if it looks differently, even if, you know, we've got a modified game or we're doing things digitally or we're communicating and connecting through new platforms and technologies, even if we're not delivering the traditional sense of netball leagues and competition, making sure that we're still delivering something and that it's meaningful and that it's still working towards growing and improving and developing our game. Because the worst thing would be for us to just let COVID really send netball hurtling back. It's hard enough for our sport to get to where we are, and so we've got to protect it at all costs right now.
Since March, I'd expect that you'd probably be non-stop conversations with Sarah, Karen and Fran.
Yes, we have had non-stop conversations. We every Monday we have spoken. We've met every Monday morning. Sometimes I'm not going to lie, it's been therapy because it's been hard. It's been really hard. You know, we always say it's a lonely place being a chief exec. Anyway, it's quite isolated. And by gosh, we've had some big decisions to make, and public health and member health and safety and staff mental health and well-being at the forefront of everything we've been doing. We've learned words and language, fomites and furlough and things that we never even heard of before. And we've had to try and create plans with different devolved government decision making. But what we have committed to is supporting one another through this, is always putting, you know, member safety first, protecting our sport at all costs, and having the same approach where possible to the delivery of our game and sport. So even if our club infrastructure and league and competition infrastructure look slightly different, the fundamental principles of how we would restart our sport, we agreed would be consistent across us all. And honestly, those guys have just been incredible. But and we've worked together on things like political influencing, and you know, thinking about our Together We Are Netball campaign, or speaking to INF about international rankings or match play or things that are important to us as a region and as a UK-wide sport. And I think it's pretty pioneering because I haven't seen any other sports come together as four home nations to really support one another, challenge one another, but to absolutely ensure that we have the best needs of our sport and our people across the whole UK firmly at the heart of every decision that's being made regionally.
And Together We Are Netball as well, it's only just launched, but we're starting to see the start of something really special.
Yeah, do you know, I mean, again, things that you just say flippantly, like we only compete on the court, and we've been working together as four home nations for a while. We have a friendship, we don't always agree, and we can challenge each other, and we all have, you know, different priorities sometimes where it comes through, but ultimately we are absolutely all in this together, and we're all committed to the same fundamental principles for developing our sport. So we know that England winning gold helps UK netball. We know that all of us going to World Cup and Commonwealth Game competitions is good for all of us. There is such strength in being part of the UK nation for the growth of our sport, and with the Super League tying all that together. So, you know, for us, that commitment to working together and making sure that we're on the same page has been something that has really been tested recently, and we've absolutely put it into practice, but it's never been more important.
We've spoken plenty of times about the need for that sponsorship there as well. So have you found individual sponsors around this? Do you expect that shortfall still to be there? Are they still on board?
We're working hard to keep them on board. You know, our main investor up here is the University of Strathclyde. Without them, you know, Sirens wouldn't be going into next season. And we're so grateful for their unwavering commitment, not just financially, but across the board. They really are an anchor that helps us to recover and rebuild through COVID. So, you know, for us, we brought on some new sponsors. We've been working with them and taking them through into the next season. But looking for new sponsors at this moment in time, I mean, we thought it was hard before. It's even harder now because people are just, they're trying to survive themselves. They're trying to react. And those couple of businesses that have thrived through COVID because of their business model or whatever they deliver. Well, you've got everyone trying to have conversations with them. But most people aren't making decisions right now. Most people are just sitting and waiting. So for us, this is really critical because we rely on sponsorship, we rely on membership income, and we rely on ticket sales. And those three things are now right up in the air. And so that's why for us, when we come out and say Together We Are Netball and the future of netball is in your hands, we mean it. For us, there's no public funding bailouts coming. You know, we're not sitting on huge amounts of cash reserves, and we don't make loads of surplus year on year. Sirens and Netball Scotland, we survive on what we have coming in is what we spend, and any tiny bit of surplus gets reinvested back, but it's not enough to support that growth. So we need to be creative, we need to be innovative, we need the current sponsors, partners, members, fans to stick by us and to continue to invest their time and energy and finances where they do into us. But we also need to try and bring new support to the table. And those that are now looking at those businesses that have perhaps traditionally invested huge amounts of sponsorship into other sports or events, well, maybe now investing into women and girls, it's the time to make that move, because this is about investing in rebuilding the health and well-being of the nation. And when you look at the stats around, you know, women's confidence and mental health and their nervousness about returning to sport and physical activity, you know, that has a huge socioeconomic impact. And right now, people are going to be looking at where they spend the money. We'll spend the money in netball, spend your money in the Super League and the home nations and your local clubs, because women's sport needs you. And we think that we can be absolute catalysts for rebuilding the health and well-being of our nation coming out of COVID.
It was great to see that affiliations are already at 3,000. I don't know, how does that compare to this time last year?
Well, we're behind year on year, but that's because we opened our affiliation slightly later because we were working on what the season looked like and getting our plan signed off by government. And there's so many things that you have to go through in order to be able to say. And for us, in the same breath, as much as we know everyone's keen to get back on court, we are not rushing the process unless we are absolutely confident that we have got a plan that is going to protect public and member health. So getting those plans and understanding what that return to our training programme looked like was critical. I think most home nations are sitting at around about a third at the moment. And for us, we're so delighted to see so many of our juniors come back, because that was the bit I was most worried about. Our fastest area of growth as a business is in our juniors. And that's how we change the face of our sport. You know, these guys will be the ones who fill the arenas and our future athletes, coaches and the season ticket holders that make women's sport more powerful in the future. So I was really concerned that we might lose a number of our junior members, and you know, we lose them a generation of work that we've all been doing. So great to see them coming back in their droves, but there's still work to do. So, you know, we're still sitting at about a third. We've been holding all of our club forums, so that I think has been critical. And I think once the clubs then understand what they need to do, they need the COVID officer, they need their training, what the modified game looks like. And for us, you can't even get access to venues at the moment. So I think once clubs start to come back to a training environment, we will see that pick up. But, you know, I'm unapologetic for being just constantly championing the same message that we need our members. We need our members as a sport to be able to influence, to be able to be a priority, to be able to go to the government and say, look, if we can't get in facilities, then what are you going to do? Where's the outdoor space? What's the funding package? How are we continuing to support women and girls? Where's the visibility? You know, we've got to fight for these things, but we can only fight if we are still strong as a sport. And that's why we've got to create demand. And that demand comes through affiliation or through sharing Together We Are Netball, through getting your clubs ready, and making a noise across social media and digital media, so that we're not left behind. Because it would be too easy for us to just fall behind. Every industry is fighting for money and support at the moment. You know, this isn't a sport thing. So if you think about, you want women's sport and netball to be heard, and amongst all these people championing their causes that are important to them, then we've got to make a noise. And that's why the four home nations came together to do Together We Are Netball, because between us, we have hundreds of thousands of members and fans, and we've got high profile athletes, and we need everyone banging the same drum to make enough noise to ensure that we get the support that we need to get through this.
The enhanced digital coverage is going to be key in the next couple of months. We'll hear from Jess shortly on that, Sirens Lifestyle, but things like Level Up, that's had a great uptake so far.
Yeah, really excited about all of this. I mean, I've always been pushing the kind of digital innovation in our organisation, and COVID has forced everyone to kind of pull all these things together. And I have to say, you know, I mean, my team, just quick shout out to Netball Scotland. They have been incredible. We haven't furloughed any staff because we've had protected salaries, but these guys have just non-stop worked over the summer. But what's coming out of it is some really cool creative products and programs. So we're going to have a whole new suite of digital programs, everything from, you know, Level Up, and we'll have health and fitness. We're going to work with our commercial partners through Sirens Lifestyle and offer health and well-being tips, and, you know, just the stuff that our audience wants to see. I know that I scroll through, you know, fashion and fitness and recipe sites. So we want to curate all this great content and have it in one place. And then we'll have all the netball specific stuff. So when you've got the likes of Tamsin and Karen and Claire Maxwell and Leslie McDonald in your team, how do we use this expertise through digital platforms to enhance the knowledge and expertise of our coaches and players and clubs across Scotland? So actually, you know, what we've done is we've opened the door to really be able to bring so much more knowledge and tips and skills to our members than ever before. And we're going to have so many more flexible ways of being able to engage with our sport. So we've got ideas, we've launched some stuff, but there is so much more to come over the coming months. And that I'm excited by, and I'm glad that we've kind of got this stuff coming out. You know, COVID has definitely accelerated a couple of our plans for us, and these aren't here just to plug a gap for COVID. These are here as a critical part of the business, and we're really going to grow them. And it's the same with some of our things around looking at
new standalone tournaments and competition, mixed leagues, summer leagues, social leagues. We want to bring more playing opportunities and more creative products that engages all of our members outside of just the traditional offering of what a netball governing body does.
You've said yourself, more than just a sport, definitely the case. Finally, we just spoke to Tamsin a few weeks ago and she's itching to get up there and get started. So just being there in person, that's so much positivity for everybody there as well.
Yeah, it's so frustrating for all of any coach right now and any player. They just want to get on court. You know, at the start of this season, Karen Atkinson had put so much work into Sirens, and we just were seeing the benefits of that. An amazing first home game, some great performances, and Tamsin was going to come in and build on what we were doing with the Thistles, and we had international match play planned, and it was all, we were excited to see what these guys were going to do with our athletes and what Scotland was going to deliver on court. And it's frustrating not to be able to progress that. Our priority is very much around ensuring that we've got a strong international strategy. We've lost, you know, we're going to have lost the best part of a year in that. So going into Commonwealth Games 22, where we absolutely want to meet our target, we'll go in with a top eight target. We have got to make sure that we still have a training and competition program that develops our athletes, ensures that we qualify for world competition, but more importantly, prepares us to perform and achieve our targets at that. So, yeah, we're itching to get our team together and to get Tamsin up here and working with the players. But as I said at the start, it is what it is. What can you do? Right now, I can't even access a facility, Andy, to get them into training. That's the reality. Facility access is the biggest challenge facing our sport right now. So, you know, for me, my focus is on how do we ensure that we've got somewhere for our athletes, let alone our clubs and members, to train. And then we've got to focus on, right, how do we get to Birmingham and accelerate that program? And all of this, of course, is dependent on COVID, you know, becoming manageable and us getting a vaccine. And this is the reality. We're 6 months in this and we're still feeling the impacts and going back into lockdown. So we've got to prepare ourselves for a long road ahead. And I think what we've all learned is patience. You know, we've just got to be patient. We can't get frustrated. We've just got to have plan on top of plan and just make sure that when we are able to get back into a training or playing or competitive environment, that we're good to go and we absolutely nail it. And I'm lucky that I believe the most incredible team of staff and coaches and players and people around me who are building these brilliant plans and you know, who are open-minded and agile and will just be ready to do what needs to be done.
Long overdue. I think we can't wait as well. Claire, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, and thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive. And just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Sail.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
It's the Netball Show with Mizuno. Under the new Sirens lifestyle brand, September's theme is back to work and study, and there will be tips and advice around all things careers, CVs, study tips, managing anxiety and pressure, and so much more. Jess Moyer is involved with the project, and she's been telling us what to expect over the next couple of months.
The Level Up programme is a brand new 12-week programme that's split down into four blocks, comprising of 3 weeks each block. So this includes a fitness session, a netball session, a skills challenge, and a running session per week. So these are led by your Super League athletes, Gia Bernethy, Emily Nicol, Lindsay Gallagher, and we've obviously got the brilliant Karen Atkinson and Tamsin Greenway on there to help us with the netball sessions. I've actually got myself on board to deliver on the fitness sessions. I am a newly qualified fitness instructor. So yes, I will be putting the Netball Scotland membership through their paces from the netball side. And then the skills challenges are just a little bit of fun and competitive element between the clubs and the participants.
It's keeping everything active, and sirens are still there throughout this time, really, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's been a really tough time for everybody. And if we can try and keep as many members and netball fans engaged as possible through as many online mediums as we can, then, you know, that's our ultimate goal just now. So yeah, I think the Level Up programme's a really great addition to what Netball Scotland has to offer.
So these Level Up sessions then, are they again any given times, or are they maybe pre-recorded so that people can take part in them as and when suits?
Yeah, absolutely. So they're all pre-recorded. So it means that if you sign on as a club or an individual, you dictate when you take part in the session. So if you've already got a weekly scheduled Zoom session with your club, you can just screen share the netball session to everybody in the club, and then they can all participate as a winner. So yeah, it's very flexible, which is amazing, and everybody can just work in their own time. It's available for up to 9 weeks. So although it's a 3-week block, you don't have to start on the launch date, for example, or you don't need to do it within the 3 weeks. You can take the 9 weeks to do all those sessions if you need to. So super flexible, which is great. So we've had a great response already.
It's the players giving back, and I assume that they've been really happy to help out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, the players know the importance of enhancing that grassroots, you know, netball opportunity and playing right through to where they're at just now. So if they can engage with as many people as they can along the way, then, you know, that's their job done, ultimately.
The cost of this, it's only £20 per level, but could maybe clubs all buy like a club membership, that kind of thing?
Yes.
How will that work?
So it's £20 for an individual. It's £200 for a club. So obviously, if you've got 10 people in your club, that's £20 per person. If you have more people in your club, then it's obviously a lot less. So it's great value for money for as long as you have more than 10 people booking onto that club session. So it's great when you break it down. You know, it works out at only £3.30 per, you know, netball or fitness session. You would pay more than that when you attend a gym class. So why not just continue to work out from the comfort of your own home without paying those expensive gym memberships as well.
Bigger scale, you're part of that Netball Scotland team. You will have naturally seen 3,000 affiliations already. Just heard from Claire about it. So how does that make you feel personally?
Having those amount of members sign up already has been absolutely fantastic. It's great to hear that our netballers have rallied round during this really difficult time, and they fully understand that, you know, without them acting now, there will be no sport to go to in the future. So it's been amazing, and, you know, long may that continue, and we're really looking forward to working with them all again, hopefully in the near future. But obviously just now we'll keep them occupied and entertained and keeping fit through the likes of the Level Up and the other programmes we've got going on.
One of those is the Sirens lifestyle, so much more than just a sport. So let's have a look at that. Tell us a bit about how that came about and some of the things that Netball Scotland are doing for that.
So Sirens lifestyle came about because we wanted our Sirens name to last longer than just the playing season. You know, we've got a highly engaged audience of women and girls who are interested in fashion, fitness, makeup, skincare. So why not act as a one-stop shop for everything that's lifestyle netball in Scotland? So we got together, launched this really great campaign. We've got the support of all of our amazing partners who are contributing to a lot of our content. So it's very much a digital strategy that all our members can and netball fans can get on board with. They can find out what the best top 5 products for curing macne and the maskne is, you know, and all these kind of issues that we're all kind of suffering from at the moment in the midst of this kind of pandemic. So it's all very relative, it's all real, and yeah, really looking forward to seeing how this campaign pans out.
Will that be added to over the next couple of months just to maintain a bit of interest in short term?
Absolutely. So within this lifestyle brand, we're also looking to launch our kind of new fitness and nutrition program. So this means that it's not necessarily targeted at our netball fans, but wider audiences. So it's almost that lure to get people in to know who the Sirens brand are, and then becoming a member of Netball Scotland, signing up to a local club. We want to use Sirens as a vehicle to get people in through the lifestyle, and then they might come to, you know, take part in netball at some time in the future. And if not, that's okay. We're still there as a point of call for those people.
It's nice to know that people around the country, not just CEOs and management, but marketing teams have been really busy during this time. Have you enjoyed it? Has it been a challenge?
Challenge, absolutely. It always is. But no, it's been great. And we really enjoy being innovative at Sirens. You know, we always like to push the boundary of what we can do and offer. So this kind of new campaign and lifestyle brand really excites me. And it's, you know, I am that audience. So it makes it a lot easier for us to be able to create that content and figure out what makes people tick and what would allow people to engage with us as a brand. So no, it's been a really exciting, challenging, tiring time, but it's all worth it.
And how can we find out more about the Sirens lifestyle brand in the meantime? Just usual places?
Yeah, absolutely. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We'll have lots of exclusive videos coming your way with regards to nutrition, skincare, favourites, fashion hauls, that sort of thing. So yeah, just keep your eyes peeled in the next coming weeks.
What a great episode. Thanks for listening to us here at The Netball Show. If you did like that episode, why not give us a 5-star rating on whatever podcast platform you've been listening to us on. Thanks as always, and take care.
Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland, and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thank you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive. And just keep doing what you're doing, because we need you now more than ever.